Thank you for listening to Sexy Time with Alice and BK Johnson. This week's episode is a replay which aired on October 24th, 2023, when Alice and BK answered your questions, highlighted by a question from a woman who discovered her husband cheated on her dozens of times and is now in a serious relationship with one of them. Thank you again for making us a part of your sexy day. So without further ado, stay sexy, stay safe, and enjoy this Sexy Time selection replay.
This listener says, I'm a 55-year-old woman, recently back on the dating scene after my husband of decades cheated on me with dozens of people. It's worse because he is now with the person that he cheated on me with. And I feel like he's landed somewhere and I haven't.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytime, D-L-O-V-E, @gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Welcome back to Sex Time. Thanks for listening to our sexy podcast. How you doing, listeners? How you doing, Alice?
Oh, I'm all right. It's been a busy week, but a good busy week.
Anything of note that I could comment on?
Well, it's awkward. I spent some time recently with somebody who was just really, I mean, most people I want to spend time with are unique. Okay, let me be clear about that. But
thanks.
You know, many years ago, I met somebody who I dated for about 4 years, who just really was so unique. It really made me want to see the world through his eyes. And that's a different kind of feeling, you know, when you meet somebody and you feel that way about them. And I met somebody recently that I feel that way about that. I don't know if it's going to really go anywhere, but I'm super fucking curious, and it's fun. I like that.
Ooh, I like that. That's exciting. That's nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think we've all experienced that, actually, and that's exciting time. I love it.
Spending some good time with old friends. It's been a really good, really good season for me. How about you? How are you doing?
Good. I'm actually getting ramped up for a trip. Me and my wife are going to the east coast of Japan. We live on the west coast, and we're going to Tokyo, and going to check that out in a week or so. So we're prepping for that, you know, buying the travel size things and getting the Airbnbs loaded up.
Tokyo.
And so that's going to be fun. There's a big meeting of Japanese people. I got to meet a bunch of artists. It's like an artist convention type of thing. So I'm really excited to see who I meet, you know? And that's...
Is this like your 20th honeymoon?
No. It's actually not even from my wife. My wife's actually technically tagging along. I met this weird Japanese man who liked my weirdness as well, because we're two weirdos living in Japan, and I liked it. Well, he's actually from Japan. But anyway, he's like, you're up.
I met a Japanese man and I liked it.
Oh yeah. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. And he said, you'd fit right in with this. We meet like once a year at this big convention. We like hang out, exchange gifts, sing karaoke. I'm like, oh, okay. These are things that sound like fun. And he's like, yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
There's even some quote unquote from him, like, you know, really, you know, you would say in English, he didn't say it this way, but it's like famous people, like really people in like entertainment over here. So I was like, oh, cool. So maybe I'll meet some interesting artists over here from that. So I'm excited about that. And then my wife said, I want to come with you too. So we're going.
Because she wanted to get laid.
She didn't want to go to the party. No, she actually said, I don't want to go to the party, but I want to go around and hang out with you after. So I'm actually going to solo the party. I'm going to get laid, and she's going to lay me afterwards. She'll get the second sloppy seconds, but my wife likes it that way for some reason. I love my wife. Anyway, yeah.
So she's going to enjoy you after your afterglow. She's going to get you after you're all hyped up from the event. Like, it's perfect.
She'll have a bath ready to clean off the...
She's like, yeah. I know this shit's going to turn him on. I'm going with him.
Totally. Going to meet some pop famous models or something. It's going to be great. You did say something about models. Both men and women. Wow. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay. So today is our sexy question day. I know you have one that you wanted to answer. So
Yes. This one was sent from a dear friend of ours and longtime listener. So I just want to thank you for reaching out. This listener says, I'm a 55-year-old woman recently back on the dating scene after my husband of decades cheated on me with dozens of people. I am mortified. It's worse because he is now with the person that he cheated on me with. And I feel like he's landed somewhere and I haven't. It hasn't been a long time. It's only been about 7 months. But it's so frustrating. I find myself on the apps. And I've had a couple of fun sexual encounters with people, mostly younger men. And I've enjoyed myself immensely. But I'm finding it very difficult. I just have this idea that it's harder for me as I'm getting older, and it's going to keep getting harder for me as I'm getting older. And I'm afraid that I'm going to be alone forever. And then I'm not going to have that deep friendship that I thought I had with my husband who betrayed me and was lying to me the whole time. The funny thing about it is that I want to be with a younger man. And I know that about myself. I've actually been able to find a couple of people on the site who I'm surprised at how many people on the site keep saying, you know, they put on there that they're 55, that they're 55. And then they put a picture of themselves and it's much younger. And then they put in the description, I actually prefer being with older women. I'm actually 34 or whatever. There have been so many younger men who have said on their profiles how much they prefer being with older women. And this surprises me, but somehow I still feel like it's a fetish and it's not something where somebody wants to settle down with me or where somebody wants a real deep relationship with me. And I think if that's what I'm looking for, I'm going to have a much harder time at my age looking for people who are willing to strike a relationship with somebody in their mid-50s. Am I out of touch? Am I just worried for no reason? What's going on here? I'm not sure what to do.
Thanks for the question and being open with this, because it's a very tough situation. And thank you for always listening and supporting the show. We really appreciate it. And it hurts me to hear that you're having to deal with this. It's tough. One thing I would say, I don't think anyone, especially with you being very thorough in explaining a lot of the situation they're going with, but even without that, anyone listening shouldn't feel like they feel out of touch with what they really want. Like what's the old trope, right? Or cliche, there's tons of fish in the sea, right? It's like saying, oh, this is impossible or blah, 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 blah. Or it's like, I feel like it's going to be hard looking for that and trying to find that thing that you want and trying to use judgment of yourself to get it, I think is the problem too. Don't feel like you're out of touch. Don't feel like there's, you know, it's impossible. It's basically, I think, being, you know, going to that main ideal that I love of philosophy, like Socrates, and on the Temple of Delphi, number one is know yourself.
And it sounds like that's what you need to believe in. And I think you are getting there from dealing with this. And this question itself is you're really searching for yourself. And what you're expressing in this question is you're scared that what you really want yourself, knowing yourself of what you really want, and you're scared that it might not be possible. And I will tell you that that is not true. It may be harder because no matter what, whoever you are and what you want, but your specific thing, what you're asking is like, am I asking for too much or is it too hard? It's like, oh, no, it might be harder than others. Some other people might want want certain things in their relationship that are easier to get in certain ages or whatever it is, the details, right? But for you, I think it's just that I think the good thing of this question is that you are looking for what you want and being honest with what you want and staying true to that. And I think the biggest problem would be relishing in those fears of things like numbers, age, or looking at the groups trying to put people into their demographic or main thing where it's like, oh, you know that there's always these outliers in everything that you do, not just in relationships and sex and anything does, there's always outliers that occur. So it's not impossible. It may be harder what you're looking for, but it doesn't mean it's not possible for you, especially from what we've seen through history and especially today where you have the way to do apps. In the old days where there was no such thing as internet and apps and being able to meet hundreds of people in an instant, yeah, it might be harder. You're stuck in your village. You're stuck in whatever, you know, you got to take a horse to the biggest city and it's like, see if you can get close to meeting 100 people. And it's like, that's hard as hell. And then there's the stigma of all of other things. In today, thank God, we've gotten to the point where you can actually do that and utilize this thing to get what you really want. So I would focus on that and not be so much worried about, oh, what this might be going on here. Is that the case? Like, to be honest, and this is just my point of view, I don't know, and I'm not going to say I'm right here, but when you're saying like a man wanting to be with an older woman might be this and it'd be harder to settle, I think that's fascinating because usual men's sexuality, we always joke about it and talk about it in like, you know, in when they do studies and look for generalities on men's sexuality, it's usually the older man with the younger woman, right? And then we're joking about that, right? But you're talking about the opposite, the young man who wants an older woman, and you're looking for reasons why, because it's not the norm possibly from what we normally talk about on TV and whatnot. But I think it actually speaks better for that type of what you're looking for, what you're talking about. Because if a man was just for like playing around and stuff, yeah, you see it all the time. It would be an older man with the funds to just like, or whatever persuasion or whatever to get a younger woman, right? But if it's a younger man going for an older woman, usually they're sick of that bullshit game would be the best way I would think if it was someone like me. And I might be wrong again. I don't know. I can't tell for sure. But in my case, if I was a younger man looking for an older woman, it would be that I'm sick of this bullshit games of, you know, using my whatever to get a younger woman, and an older woman would be done with that shit and want to actually look for to be honest about what they're looking for instead of, you know, kind of playing coy or whatnot or being too immature to communicate what they really want. So that actually to me sounds like a positive. I would lean more towards positive than saying, oh, it's too good to be true. But in the reality, I would say my main advice is stay out of looking and trying to box other people or trying to box the terrain, and just work on your understanding yourself and make sure you really know what you want and go for it. Because I think in the world out there, there's, again, the present day technology and opportunities, it's amazing compared to the past, and you can find it. It might be harder, like I said, but I think you can. So I'd focus on that. That's my advice.
Yeah, I love that, BK. And yeah, okay, I'm with you. It might be harder in the sense that when you're in your like 20s or whenever it was that you got married the first time, I don't know how young you were when you got married the first time, you probably were able to find more people who at that age also wanted to get married, right? Like back then, more people I think probably wanted to get married, but also like there's something about the 20s or like early 30s that like people are like, oh, let's get married. But like then, you know, as you get older, like, and maybe, you know, your spouse dies or your spouse betrays you, maybe you're like, I don't know about the marriage thing anymore. So there are people, and a lot of the people have been taken off the market. Remember, half of marriages don't work. So it's not just you. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of people. And as you do get older, You also unfortunately lose spouses to cancer or car accidents or whatever, you know, heart attacks. Like, the demographics start to change where more people are going to be eligible as you get older. And maybe that's not a thing you want to wait for, but especially if you're wanting younger people. That's the funniest thing to me about this, is that here you are telling me that you want to be with younger men and you find it difficult to find people who want to be with an older woman. I've heard from men that I've met who are older that they find it frustrating to meet women because they're looking for younger women as well. So I just think it's kind of funny, like, why there's this thing when we all get to like middle age that like we don't want to date people our age. We just like maybe it's like a Peter Pan syndrome thing where we're like, oh, I'm not willing to accept the wrinkles yet from someone else because I'm not willing to accept them from myself. Like, I don't know. And I'm sorry, listener. You're a longtime listener, great friend. I don't mean to insinuate that like there's anything other than just pure, you know, values and desire and your desire to be with a younger man. I do think it might be easier for everybody if we all were willing to date our own age. But aside from that, BK, I loved how you said demographics don't matter, but I'm going to pull them out anyway. For those of you looking to get remarried, I'm looking at Pew Research here. It's actually a larger percentage of people who've been previously married that are remarrying now. And it's 67% of people, 55 to 64. That's the largest bracket. So to our 55-year-old listener, you are in the highest bracket of people who have been married before that get remarried. So you're actually in a good place. It's like 63%, 45 to 54. It's, you know, it goes lower and lower. And once you hit 65 and older, it's only 50%. So 67% between 55 and 64, that's kind of a sweet spot that you're in right now if you want to get remarried. And as far as...
Now, did she say remarried or settled down? Because I think that can be two different things, by the way. Settled down,
right? So it can be two different things, by the way. That these are the statistics I have found.
Now, when I make it clear, when I said demographics don't matter, I mean when it's what you want. Don't look at demographics to say, oh, I want this, but the demographic says there's a 10% chance and that doesn't sound good, so I'm not even going to try. It's like, oh, okay, that doesn't matter. That's what I meant by that. You know,
I'm just saying it's way better. And in fact... Yeah,
and actually this demographic is positive for what she's actually looking for. So
in 1960, those 55 and older who got remarried over 55, it was only 42%. And now in 2013, well, the most recent number on these was 2013. That number was all the way up to 57%. So these numbers just keep getting better for people who are older than 55. And there was a gap between like remarriage happening among divorced and widowed men. So like it was much more common for divorced and widowed men to get remarried, but that gap is narrowing significantly. It's like 64% of men versus 52% of women. It used to be in 1960, it used to be 70% were men and 48% were women. So it was like much harder for a woman to get remarried.
But I'm curious what you're, is narrowing. What I'm feeling when you're talking about that, for the listener,
tell me.
I'm hearing the society or the push for like codependency or not being alone, that fear. Where if I was, if I was in a situation, because I am a long time married for, 16 years or so, if I was getting to the point where if something like this happened to me, I would want to be like going straight to like, I need to chill for a while. Like, I wouldn't want to jump right back into like, I need to find someone to replace my wife that just broke my heart. You know what I mean? Type of thing. So I think a lot of the times if we try to get there too quickly, I think that's a disservice to yourself. I think a lot of the times when you have these things, you need to sit back and think, okay, what do I like? You need to grieve and deal with what's going on. And then when you get some time to think and feel it through, figure out what you really want then. Because if not, you might jump back into something that's, not as good for you of what you really want. Sometimes these can be like signs of in your current state, you might get closer to being in a bad situation. It might be like a warning sign to take a time out for yourself, like just a mini vacation to really focus again back on yourself of what you want and then go back into it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like, oh, you need to reconsider not getting married. Don't do that again. It's like, no. If that's what you want, that's fine. But to jump back in real quick, I think can be difficult. And I think maybe even the age thing is a fear where it's like, I need to go back quick because I'm old. I don't have as much time. It's like, no. That's a trap, I think. Especially with you, when you just listed that demographic, I'm glad you did. That's a 10-year range. So like you could literally take a year off to take care of yourself and say, I need to look at me and get back in there and say, okay.
But take a couple years if you need
exactly.
to.
Exactly. When I was in high school, and actually it was right at the end of high school, but I had my heart stomped on, and it took me 2 or 3 years before I felt comfortable going back out there again to be like, serious.
I get it though. Mm. I mean, like even I, you know, I don't live with anybody, but even I, like I've gone on vacation with like partners where, you know, I've been with them for a few days or a week at a time. And then I go back to my place and it feels really lonely in my bed being alone, but it only takes me like a couple of days to readjust. I can't imagine what it would be like for someone who spends every night in bed with their partner for decades. And then suddenly he's gone, you know, I'm sure that's really difficult. And I empathize deeply with you for wanting to move on and wanting to find that meaningful connection. Mm. Give yourself the time to get there. But I just want to encourage you, not only is it not possible, it's actually statistically likely you'll find somebody. just knowing you, you know, as our longtime friend and listener, I know you're spectacular and you are worth waiting for someone else who's spectacular to come along.
It's awesome. Ditto here. Keep fighting the fight. We care about you and everyone deserves a good sex life and relationship life, you know? One last question. This is a more light, we'll end on a lighter one in my opinion. Ooh. So, 21-year-old male, it says, hey, I'm a virgin and I have some questions.
Okay.
Long story short, I'm a 21-year-old male virgin. And this year I've been invited to a really cool party. And I've heard that various things tend to happen at these parties. Sounds like a sex party. And I'm hoping to finally have a shot at losing my virginity card or V card. I fit it. They said V card. Sorry. I know you're trying to be cool. Anyway, having said that, I also have some questions and would like to ask you who are way more experienced than me or a more experienced lot. Sorry, I'm editing you as you write it. I apologize. So they're saying we're an experienced lot, Alice, and they want some questions. Number one, since I think I'm going to finish in like 3 seconds, I doubt it's going to be a very memorable experience for the girl. Can or should I go down on her after I finish, or should I finger afterwards and then making out, or what do you think about that thought? Number two, is there such a thing as a best position for first-time sex? Anything that would help in the condom not breaking or anything like that, because I am paranoid about that, so anything like that I need to think about? And number three, if we decide to try to go for another round, should I wash my penis, which might be hard in a party circumstance before that, or would simply wiping it off with some tissues and applying a new condom be enough, or maybe some wet wipes? Thank you for your patience with me. I am a scared newbie and these questions might be silly, but that's what I'm thinking. Thank you for your time. You're welcome.
I'm going to leave the one condom to the next discussion for you.
Okay.
Because usually men, in my experience, just go to the bathroom and come back. so I don't know what they do. I'll let you handle that. But sweet man, thank you for your thoughtfulness and these lovely questions. I don't know what kind of party this is. Mm-hmm. So I just want to emphasize that it being your first time, you probably don't want to drink very much.
Good advice.
So that you can be aware and make good decisions and remember the situation, and also your dick will work better. Make sure that the person that you're having intercourse with has real consent and also is not super drunk. I, again, don't know what kind of party this is, but if this is like a frat party or something, like, you don't want your first time to be unsure about real consent. If she's too drunk to make a real decision about whether she wants to be with you or not, that's a problem. So just be thoughtful about the party you're going into and the person that you're having sex with. Back to your questions. Let me see if I can remember them. There were
first was premature ejaculation, which was kind of an interesting. That was his first to go to.
Real,
so
real
well,
sweet
3 seconds. Yeah.
So like, oh, hey. So you're worried about you're worried about breaking the condom. So I'm gonna go ahead and say masturbate with a condom on.
Practice.
Masturbate with a condom on a bunch of times so that you are not scared that you're going to break a condom. Condoms are very strong. And as long as you have good condoms, you should be fine. So, you know, practice with some condoms. It's worth the expense. And also it'll give you a good sense for what condoms work well with your dick. That does matter.
He said
and
position. That's why he was worried
about
what
kind of comments you like or what kind of condoms you like.
Oh, yeah, there's different types.
I wouldn't worry so much about the position. I would say reverse cowgirl is a one where like the condom sometimes gets ripped off pretty easily.
Yeah,
not
if they're worried
broken,
about condom
but,
breaking,
but
that would be the
off.
One. Yeah.
So maybe don't do reverse cowgirl the first time.
The cowboy's fine, yeah.
But have fun Googling that. Otherwise, I think you're pretty much fine. Like, it's your first time. You're not gonna be like going through the whole Kama Sutra in one night. You even said you think you're gonna come really fast.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I would practice masturbating like with a condom on, and that might actually help your stamina as you're preparing for this. As far as like fingering her or like going down on her, like, yes, please do that before sex. please go ahead and give her some wonderful foreplay. Most great lovers that I know like to make women come first because most women can come more than once. Now, not every woman is going to come from fingering or from oral, but go down on her as long as you want to, as long as you can, as long as she's enjoying it. And if she is able to have an orgasm before you even have sex with her, that's ideal. If not, don't stress. I know it's hard for men to know how to like please every single woman they're with. I get that that is a struggle for y'all, and I appreciate your service.
You're welcome.
And I just want to say, like, try to just get into the moment with whomever it is you're with. Like, just be in the moment, enjoy the taste, enjoy the feeling on your tongue. Just allow yourself to really just drop into that moment and every sensory experience that you're having, just relish it and enjoy the fuck out of it. And you're not even going to be worried about like when you're going to like jump to sex, because you're going to be enjoying the moment of pleasing
them.
And then you'll go into sex really excited, but like in the moment, and you're less likely to come super fast. You're just going to be with them and you're going to enjoy them and it's going to be great. Also, to give you another like quick little tip about like coming too fast. If you go really hard, like really fast, like, and that's all you do, you're going to probably come pretty fast. If you feel yourself getting ready to come, slow it down. It takes some discipline, but mix up the tempos, go from fast back to slow. It'll make it last longer and you'll have a really fun time.
I'm glad that you ended on those two points, because I do think that's the key in the moment, enjoying it. So my one concern from the question, I love the question. It was great. I mean, we've all thought of these things.
Yeah, so
things.
Sweet.
And
very thoughtful.
And I think that's the key, is to get out of your head so much, because it's almost like you know, what do they do? Like they have positive affirmations and stuff. It's like, stay out of that. Like you're thinking too much about it. And I think that's the key. I think you have a lot of good thoughts about it though, too, because you're worried about the condom breaking and stuff like that. And I'm glad Alice said, oh, an addendum to that. Don't just worry about the condom. Worry about consent more, I would say. First consent. Before condom comes consent. And then, because that will be the overlap. You know, you're worried about a condom breaking because you don't want to get pregnancy and that's long-term consent, effects. Condom, come. Right? Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, well, consent is the, you know, that could be theoretically way worse than the condom breaking. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you that, you know? Oh, yeah. So, so I love a lot of what Alice was saying and I doubled down on that. But again, I'll just make some basic like piggyback on a lot of her points.
Including double down, I should say also, yeah, go ahead and go down on her afterwards if she hasn't come. Yeah.
If she.
It's good to let her finish.
Yeah, and it could be going down. It could be fingering. You have the right thoughts. See, like, here's the thing. You have the right thoughts.
Just offer. Ask what she wants.
Yeah, exactly. And again, so it sounds like you're in the right frame. See, here's the positive thing. I said get out of your mind, but the reason I say that is because you're already in the right frame of mind. You were thinking of, oh, I might not be able to please her because it's my first time. So should I do this to please her? You're thinking of pleasing her. That's all you need. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to say, like, you don't need the details of how, okay, after I'm going to go 3 seconds and probably or whatever. And now should I finger? Should I do this? And how do I do it? It's like, oh, you're thinking too much of that. That's why I do piggyback on Alice's in the moment. Enjoy it. Be in there. Yeah. And that's how you slow down, too. Because if you're actually thinking, oh, I need to speed up or use my tongue more or use my finger more like this and speed up like this. And that's what's going to make it fixed. You're not going to be able to be in the moment. And you're also not going to be able to slow down. You might not even be able to get it up, just to let you know.
Oh, so man, I got to take my own advice next time I'm with a lady. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sorry.
No, you got it. You got it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You talked about it before. So it's like, yeah, you're in your head too much. And if you're in the moment and in it to enjoy it, and again, from your question, I can see you want her to be pleased too. It's not just like, I want to just be Don Juan and be perfect from the first time, even though I'm a virgin. It's like, you're not in that mindset. You're saying, I know I'm probably going to not be perfect. I'm not going to be great. I'm not going to be able to please her this way, possibly. So you're thinking of the right things, but you're thinking too much. So stay in the moment. Don't get in your head about it. Don't have these great expectations or negative expectations. 3 seconds. I know you're being a bit humble there, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a little bit longer than 3 seconds. Even the five. I think I'm positive, I guess. But anyway, you also, Alice mentioned about the cleanup, if you're going to do it more than once or whatever it is, and going to the bathroom is what Alice said. Exactly. I think it's to be safe. I think, again, I completely agree with you're in the right frame of mind. You're thinking, what is it? What's the word? Being clean, you know what I mean, or sanitary, right? You're trying to make sure that it's not bad for sanitation and whatnot, or for possible diseases, and you're in the right frame of mind. So again,
I'm sure he's mostly worried about getting a girl pregnant his first time having sex.
Well, that too.
But yeah.
But I'm saying, like, that's the right frame of mind because it works hand in hand. If you're worried about that, cleanup is going to be fine. So if, as Alice is saying, usually it's bathroom, then yeah, you're in your head too much thinking, oh, it's going to be in front of her. So do I really clean just to show her it's clean to make sure? No, it's like, you're going to go to the bathroom and clean it up. So you take the necessary precautions. Definitely I would lean towards cleaning and getting it like a fresh start instead of thing old. So you're already in the right frame of mind. Clean it up, whatever it is at the bathroom. And then yeah, use a new condom. Don't use the same one. And don't double up. We talked about doubling up. Don't double up condoms. That's bad too. So, but other than that, enjoy yourself. And I like, again,
I don't know, maybe you could bring like a handy wipe or something.
Yeah. He mentioned
in
a wet
case,
night.
In case nap. There's like a, yeah, there you go. In case there's like a line in the bathroom or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, again, just enjoy it and you and don't have the expectations great or negative and be in the moment, I think is the best way to go. Cause, and if you do, again, if you're going to double down on overthinking it, for safety and consent would be the two things you need to overthink on. After that, the rest of it's gravy and enjoy it and have fun, man. That's what I'd say. Get in that flow state.
Wait, is that why they call them handy wipes?
Wait, why? I don't get it.
Because you use it to wipe off your dick after giving yourself a handy?
Oh, you're so,
get
oh,
it?
I gotcha.
Handy wipe?
I was in the mode of fingering a lady, so I was like, okay, I gotcha. Not myself. Oh.
Handy wipe. Get it?
Well, I know what our next product at Sexy Time will be. Sexy Time Handy Wipes. Real handy wipes.
Oh, man.
Give yourself a hand. Give yourself a hand, Alice. And all you listeners. Especially our Patreons.
Hey. Let's hear it for the boy. Right? Who are our patrons that we're thanking? The same as always, yeah.
I know.
Our amazing, amazing humans.
Sexy as fuck.
We're so grateful for you guys.
Monster J.
Woo-woo.
Matt and James with a Z. Thank you. I like how they like the shout-outs because it's always them. We've had other ones, but I think these...
It's true, but our shout-outs, over time, like, they like the shout-outs, and we like to shout you out. We like to shout you out every time.
Over time, we get, you know, we see the regulars over time, right? I think we've had at least 5 other people who've been shout-outed before, or at least 5 to 8 or something like that, and it's like...
Yeah.
But we see our regulars and consistency here. And thank you so much. Patreon.com/sexytimepodcast to get it on the fun. We have plenty of tiers for you to play with. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. That was a long one. I was surprised we went so long. But you know, maybe our friend from the second question will also be surprised when he goes so long.
I have faith in you, buddy. You can do it.
Yeah.
You probably go longer than me now. I'm an old man. 21. I wish I had the same juices. You got this.
Ooh, yeah.
You got this. All right. Well, thank you again for all our, wherever you listen to us. You can get us wherever you listen to your podcasts. A lot of our links, if you want to check out the description of all of our shows, there's a lot of handy dandy links down there to check out what we're talking about too. If you want to see it. Oh yeah. And again, thank you so much for being our sexy listener. Until Woo-hoo. Next time, stay sexy, stay safe.
And don't get caught in public.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week, wherever you listen to podcasts, for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies, sending her love. Stay sexy.